Ron DeSantis team trolls Democrats with escape to Florida merch. By Hannah Blow on January 17, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's R team is trolling Democrats, highlighting the mounting successes of the governor's approach to the Chinese coronavirus with campaign merchandise inviting Americans to escape to Florida and highlighting the hypocrisy of Democrats who have flocked to the state for freedom. Escape to Florida, the shirt reads, mocking Democrat policies by highlighting the Lockdown Lives tour. The back of the shirt showcases the blatant hypocrisy of several well-known Democrats who have recently visited Florida, including Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D., New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, D., CNN's Don Lemon, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, alongside their destinations, much like a traditional bantee. We don't blame you. We like freedom, too, the shirt reads, ending with the governor's signature. Deeming Florida America's Liberty Outpost. During last week's State of the State address, the governor highlighted the accomplishments of his administration. Perhaps most significantly, he noted that Florida stood against the biomedical security state that curtails liberty, ruins livelihoods, and divides society. Florida has become the escape hatch for those chafing under authoritarian, arbitrary and seemingly never-ending mandates and restrictions. He said, knocking blue state leaders and policies that are grounded more in blind adherence to Faussian declarations than they are in the constitutional traditions that are the foundation of free nations. Indeed, individuals have continued to flock to Florida in wake of further restrictions in the country. And in November, DeSantis announced that Republicans made history in the Sunshine State, overtaking Democrats in voter registration. Because of COVID, people realize the governor has been more consequential in your daily lives than even the President of the United States, DeSantis said during last week's appearance on the variety program Ruthless. And so, we have an opportunity to not just get all of you to the polls, but to get your friends and neighbors who don't always vote in these races. And we're going to have a tsunami of turnout in November 2022, he predicted.